Today is Friday, February 22nd. Get ready for a midterm election do-over in one state and what to know now about actor Jussie Smollett's criminal case. Plus, YouTube's problem, Apple's new credit card, and what's in store at this year's Oscars. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Today is the day Democrats plan to officially fight President Trump's national emergency declaration. The Hill reports they'll file a resolution to block it, but it won't likely do much. The resolution would need a majority vote in both the House and the Senate to even make it to the president's desk. And even if it gets there, Trump could then veto it. Remember, President Trump declared a national emergency at the southern border to get more funding for a border wall. But there have been concerns from both sides of the aisle that this national emergency sets a bad precedent, that a president can do anything without a vote from Congress. Once it's filed today, the House could vote as soon as next week, so to be continued. The decision has been made. A new election will be held in North Carolina's 9th congressional district because of suspected election fraud. State officials voted unanimously for the do-over. Even the Republican candidate who originally won back in November went ahead and called for a new election. He's facing more evidence and testimony that blames his campaign for funding the illegal scheme. Mark Harris still says he didn't know about any of this. But ABC News reports Harris's own son testified that he warned his dad about the guy hired for the campaign, saying he was shady. That guy won't testify and has not been charged with a crime, at least not yet. Now we wait to find out when the new election will take place and if Mark Harris will try again or not. President Trump's former advisor Roger Stone can no longer say a word publicly about his criminal case. He's now under a strict gag order. He got in trouble with the judge this week because of an Instagram post. Fox News reports Stone posted a photo of the judge's face and in the background what looked like the crosshairs of a gun. Stone later took the picture down and said it was misinterpreted as a threat. The judge was not happy and now says if he breaks the newest gag order, he'll go to jail. Stone was charged as part of the special counsel's Russia investigation. So far, he's pleaded not guilty. Actor Jussie Smollett is now out of jail, but not out of trouble. He was in court yesterday and released from jail on a $100,000 bond. He's facing a felony charge for allegedly filing a false police report. Police say he lied about his attack to promote his career. They say he wasn't happy with his salary on the Fox show Empire. The AP reports he makes about $100,000 per episode. Police also criticized the actor in a press conference, saying he took advantage of the pain and anger of racism to promote his career, and that his report hurts real victims and police resources. Remember, Smollett said he was attacked in Chicago back in January, and police originally believed it was a hate crime. Now they say he paid two men more than $3,000 to stage the attack. Deadline reports if he's found guilty, he could face up to 3 years in jail. But right now, Smollett's lawyers still insist he's innocent and that he's a man of integrity. The biggest show in Las Vegas this week was the snow. The Weather Channel says Sin City saw its first measurable snow in a decade. Half an inch of snow was measured at the airport. Even parts of California were also surprised with a little bit of snow. The LA Times says a dusting of snow fell in Malibu and West Hollywood yesterday. Only a big deal because those areas have not seen snow in so long. Of course, it melted after a few minutes. All right, more news ahead, but first, a quick thank you to today's sponsor and my favorite subscription box, FabFitFun. Have you signed up yet? FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box with full-size products, and I love that this box has it all. Beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle. And right now, the spring box is available. I personally love being surprised about what's inside, but I'll tell you a couple of the products. You'll find everything from cute key sunglasses to Dr. Brandt eye gel, and that is just the beginning. And some items are customizable, so you can choose what's inside your box. FabFitFun retails for $49.99, but with every box, you actually get a value of more than $200. And the Newsworthy listeners can use the coupon code NEWS for $10 off your first box. Just go to FabFitFun.com and use the code NEWS, N-E-W-S, and you'll get $10 off your first box. Go ahead and treat yourself four times a year. Apple and Goldman Sachs are teaming up to offer a new joint credit card. The Wall Street Journal says the companies plan to offer extra perks on Apple's Wallet app, letting users do things like set spending goals and track purchases. The card would also offer rewards like 2% cash back and maybe more when you buy Apple products. The Journal says both companies are looking for new ways to make money, but it is a crowded space with plenty of competition. Employees will reportedly test out this new card in the next few weeks, and then it should officially launch later this year. YouTube says it's taking more action to get rid of disturbing content on its site. It all started when a popular YouTuber and a report in Wired magazine accused the site of having a predator problem, where inappropriate comments have been made on videos of children. YouTube has been losing advertisers over this, who don't want to be seen next to those comments. CNBC reports big companies like Walt Disney, Nestle, and AT&T have paused advertising. So CNET says YouTube deleted 400 channels and disabled comments on millions of videos. Amazon is offering free computer classes in all 50 states. TechCrunch reports Amazon will add computer science courses to more than 1,000 high schools. It's part of Amazon's Future Engineer program. The end goal? Provide computer science courses to more than 100,000 underprivileged kids. People are buzzing about the world's biggest bee. It was found alive. The bee has not been seen in the wild in decades, so people thought it was extinct. But the BBC reports the insect known as Wallace's giant bee was spotted in Indonesia by a photographer last month. The bee is black and has huge jaws like a beetle, and it's about the size of your thumb. And this type of bee has only been observed a handful of times since it was discovered back in the 1800s. The Oscars are this Sunday. And remember, for the first time in three decades, there will be no host. Instead, you can expect a bunch of different celebrities to present the awards like Whoopi Goldberg, Amy Poehler, and Jennifer Lopez. And expect to see some big names, even outside of Hollywood, like Serena Williams. Plus some big performances, including one from Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. They'll sing Shallow from the movie A Star is Born. It's nominated for Best Original Song, and Gaga is nominated for Best Actress. Queen will also perform. The movie about the band, Bohemian Rhapsody, is nominated for 5 Oscars, including Best Picture. But it is not cheap to win an Oscar. Reuters reports studios spend millions of dollars promoting these movies and actors. The Academy Awards are this Sunday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 Eastern on ABC. And before that, red carpet highlights will be live streamed on Twitter for the very first time. And that's it for today. A huge thanks to those of you leaving reviews on Apple Podcasts and sharing on social media. I so appreciate you spreading the word about the show. And if you're new here and listening on an app, be sure to hit the subscribe or follow button. It's free and keeps you updated with new episodes. Remember, you can always read more about the stories we talked about each day at thenewsworthy.com. Just click episodes and look for the day's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news on Monday. Have a great weekend.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.